As you could appreciate from the previous slide, this definition was long, which made it somewhat impractical, but succeeded in outlining key components of genetic counseling. It recognized genetic counseling as a process that happens over time, where there's a two-way interaction with patients and a strong emphasis in patient autonomy and decision-making. However, the definition had a strong emphasis on prenatal genetic counseling, which was the main practice area at the time. As there were significant advances in other areas such as cancer genetics, there was a need to revise the initial definition to make it applicable to current practice.